This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. As much as 60% of the population of the United States is under a winter weather advisory. Kathy Hochul is governor of New York State.
There is not one place in the state of New York where the temperature is above zero as far as the real chill, real field temperature. That's what it feels like on your skin. And so this may be an historic event in that respect alone, that every part of New York is suffering the effects of this Arctic chill.
It is dangerously cold in much of the Midwest, North, and Northeast of the U.S. on Sunday. In Afghanistan, the Taliban rulers have ordered domestic and international NGOs to immediately ban female staff from coming to work. Julie Walker has more.
It's the latest restrictive move by Afghanistan's Taliban rulers against women's rights and freedoms. The order came in a letter from the economic minister. It said that any NGO found not complying with the order will have their operating license revoked in Afghanistan. The ministry said it has received serious complaints about female staff working for NGOs not wearing the correct hijab or headscarf. It was not immediately clear if the order applies to all women or only Afghan women at the NGOs. The Taliban also separately banned women from attending religious classes at the mosques in the capital of Kabul. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has blasted the West for trying to tear apart Russia. In extracts from an interview to be aired on national television on Sunday, Putin used the concept of, quote, historical Russia to argue that Ukrainians and Russians are one people, undermining Kyiv's sovereignty and justifying his 10-month offensive in Ukraine. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Zhejiang, a big industrial province in China near Shanghai, is battling around 1 million new COVID-19 infections every day. This number expected to double in days ahead, the provincial government said on Sunday. Despite a record surge of cases nationwide, China reported no COVID deaths on the mainland for 5 days through Saturday, the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Sunday. Citizens and experts have called for more accurate data as infections surge after Beijing made sweeping changes to a zero COVID policy that put hundreds of millions of its citizens under relentless lockdowns and battered the world's second-largest economy. Nationwide figures from China have become incomplete as the National Health Commission stopped reporting asymptomatic infections, making it harder to track cases. Saturday night in Rome, Pope Francis led the world's Catholics into Christmas. Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Remember the war-weary and those in poverty. That was a message from the Pope as he led the world's Catholics into Christmas. Saturday's Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica was the first with a capacity crowd of about 7,000, following several years of restricted attendance because of COVID. In an apparent reference to the war in Ukraine, Pope Francis condemned the level of greed and hunger for power in the world. He went on to weave his homily around the themes of greed and consumption, urging people to look beyond the consumerism that has packaged the feast, and to rediscover its meaning while remembering those suffering from poverty and war.
Flora Bradley Watson reporting. The Speaker of the Duma, the Russian lower house of parliament, said they were preparing a new law to introduce a higher rate of taxation for people who've left the country, as many have since the war in Ukraine began on February. The number of Russians who have left since the start of the war is unclear. However, by early October, some local media had reported that as many as 700,000 had fled following the September announcement of a mobilization drive to call up as many as 300,000 to fight. The government has rejected the figure. In Ukraine, air raid sirens wailed in Kyiv and across the country Sunday morning, apparently in response to Russian planes taking off in Belarus. At least 10 people were killed and 55 injured by Russian shelling in the southern city of Kherson on Saturday. In a video address to Ukrainians celebrating Christmas late on Saturday, President Volodymyr Zelensky said they were creating their own Christmas miracle by remaining unbowed and defiant in the face of Russian attacks. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. You're listening to VOA News.